Brian, would you mind sharing your story about how you came to be involved with Acquired Brain Injury Ireland?
Well, 14 years ago, while I was living in the UK in Nottingham, I was assaulted after a night out. And from that assault, I spent a couple of years in hospital in the UK and in rehab. My family were desperate to get me home to Ireland, to get me home and put me into a facility which had advertised itself as a brain injury unit in County Limerick. But I moved in there, and it was an old folks' home. And it was from in the old folks' home. While I was living there and dreadfully depressed, my sister contacted Acquired Brain Injury Ireland, and they basically came to the nursing home when they had a place, and they rescued me out of it. And that's where I feel my life began again.
What age were you when you had the brain injury?
I was 32 when I was assaulted.
And how long did you spend in the nursing home?
I was in the nursing home for 3 years.
And you feel that you were rescued from the nursing home?
Oh, I do indeed. Absolutely.
And Brian, how has your outlook on life changed since that moment where you were taken out of the nursing home?
Well, I felt, first of all, when I was assaulted and lost my sight from my assault, the lights went out physically and mentally for me. When I was rescued out of the nursing home and brought to Acquired Brain Injury Ireland for great rehab, I felt Acquired Brain Injury Ireland switched the lights back on for me.
Would there be any nuggets of wisdom that you'd like to share with though someone maybe beginning a journey that you have been through? Is there anything you'd say to them?
I would say when you get a knockback in life and you acquire a brain injury, you've been injured in some way, that it's not the end. The body and the brain is a very complex tool, neuroplasticity, and the brain can give the right help and tools, you can start to rebuild your life and get healthy again and have a quality life again.
And can you tell me about an average day that you would, you know, what would you do like of an average day? I know you've come all the way up to Dublin to chat to us today, which we appreciate. But tell me about what your new situation allows you to do in terms of where you live.
An average day, and a day some days I would attend, get up in the morning and at 7:30, I was always an early riser for my construction work, so I'm getting back to getting into that again. But I would midweek I would attend Headways, a brain injury education service in Limerick, or in Innes also, and I would attend that. But days when I'm not doing that, I would get up in the morning and I would go out after breakfast, I'd go out and I'd walk. Since coming to Acquired Brain Injury Ireland, they've helped me to learn how to walk again. I mean, and helped me to find my voice again, to be confident. So I got up when I moved in there first, 9 years ago, I could only walk one length of the corridor to start with. It was a great, great day when I walked 2 lengths of the corridor. Now I can walk up to 500 metres with their help. So I'm winning back my independence in my life.
And do you feel that you're getting better? Do you feel that your life continues to change for the better?
I do indeed. And you know, there's no experience in life a person goes through where they can't learn from. Mm. I've learned an awful lot. I'm a different person, but I think I'm a stronger person and a better person. And I will drive on and the light's getting brighter for me.
You do. You have this air of really positive energy and kind of hope. Do you feel that about yourself?
You have to. I mean, I decided when I was in hospital in the UK and I was having a very, very bad, depressing morning, I thought, you know, I can sit here now and be miserable and nobody will want to be around me ever again. Or I can restructure and rebuild. And a dear old friend of mine, Rose, said to me one day, Brian, in life, things don't stay good forever, but they don't stay bad forever either. And it's so true. You can rebel and you can drive on and make the best of a situation too.
That's great. They don't stay good forever, but they all equally don't stay bad forever. Yeah. How important is the Acquired Brain Injury Ireland service to you and to your family?
It's a lifeline. It's been such a lifeline to me. I mean, my family I can see I'm progressing. I'm getting more independent. When a person gets a knockback in life and they lose their independence, that's shocking. It's awful. But when you start to win back independence again, it's liberating. I'm happier. I'm getting back to being the person I was. And my family can see I'm progressing. And it makes them happy. They see their son and their brother coming back to be the person that he was before he was viciously assaulted.
Thanks, Brian, for chatting to us.
You're very welcome.